coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and with me on the other end of my line is Ron Pierce, a Hall of Famer who's on the road to recovery after suffering an injury some time back. Like most drivers, he's itching to get back on the bike and racing. Ron, welcome to Trot Radio. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thanks, Norm. Appreciate it.
The last time we talked to you about your neck and back, it was back in March, and at that time you were thinking, well, maybe a two-month recovery time, maybe one or two surgeries. What's happened with the surgeries, and how are you feeling now?
Yes, Norm, I went down to Dallas, had Dr. Romali work on my back for me, and at Minimum Invasive Spine Institute, right there in downtown Dallas, and it was a four-day thing. He went in and blocked some nerves, cut some nerves on a Wednesday, and Wednesday night I started feeling a lot of relief. It was pretty amazing. And then Thursday he went back in with the laser, and he filed down some rough spots and some bone spurs and some narrow nerve canals. Made a lot more room for the nerves that he left in there, and I was coming along really good on my lower back until I did something stupid about 3 weeks ago. I was lifting a trunk, horse trunk, out of my basement, and that kind of hurt a little bit, so I had to back off, and then start just doing nothing again, or lifting nothing. So it's getting good now.
Good.
But my neck, I came back to Jersey, and the following week, I had an operation. Dr. Shaver from New Jersey Spine. Mm-hmm. He went into my throat to put some parts, some discs between my vertebrae and my neck. That was like a 5-hour operation.
Wow!
And that one's had me pretty good. I mean it took my strength right away from me.
Wow.
I had no strength at all for over a month after that.
Wow.
It took a while to recover, but now my neck is really so good. It's just phenomenal.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. You had yourself back in the bike a week ago, I guess it was, jogging a few. How did it feel to be back behind a horse again, and what did your body say about it?
I went over to Jimmy Tacker's and jogged a few and trained a couple, and I had started to stiffen up there as the morning went on. Without doing a whole lot, I mean, I just went with a couple, and so I jumped off and decided I'd better let it heal up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. When's your next checkup? How soon do you anticipate maybe being back on the bike for an actual race?
Well, I see Dr. Shaver today at 3:30, and I'll see what he has to say.
Now, how does a guy like you pass the time not being able to be around the horses so much? You're so hands-on.
Well, that's the problem I have with this whole thing. It's doing very little. I tell you what, I have the best looking yard in Millstone, New Jersey. I can tell you that. I've been doing a lot of yard work. I planted a garden, but all the deer came in and cleaned me out there. They ate everything.
Oh, jeez. What's the hardest thing What's the hardest thing about watching from the sidelines?
Knowing that I should be making money and I'm not, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
But when I was up to Mohawk there Saturday night, I had a great time. There was nothing hard about it. I wanted to get away from everybody and just go sit by myself in the grandstand and watch races. And, I no sooner sat down, a couple people recognized me, and they came over and sat down with me. And we talked from before the first race all the way till after the big race, and we watched races, and it was really a good time.
Well, that's good. So it was a good experience for you.
Yeah, I had a different perspective. When you're out there on the track, when you're a driver like myself, you kind of lose perspective. You know, your perspective, like as far as what's going on in the grandstand and how people think, and it's not really that exciting. You're just doing your job, and it's definitely a different perspective than you have when you're on the racetrack. And like I said, when we drivers, we tend to forget just how many people were up there rooting for us and betting on us. And I was amazed at how enthusiastic the crowd was. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were yelling loud. I really had a good time.
Oh, that's good. If there was one thing that stuck out to you as something Mohawk did extremely well, what would you say it was?
Pretty much everything they were doing that night was great. The microphones were a little loud. I'm a little noise sensitive anyway, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what they could have did different to make it any better unless they were giving away free booze and free food. Because everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was.
Now, as far as the on-track action goes, give us your assessment of the North American Cup Final.
I thought it was a great race. Those boys, they were smoking when they went into that first turn. Now, I don't even think I've ever been. Well, maybe I have been a little bit faster than that around, you know, a couple different tracks. But I'm telling you, they made a race out of it. Now that was a hell of a show.
Was that the turning point of the race in your opinion? That opening quarter?
Oh, no question. No question. That was the deciding factor right there. Montrelli had to gun that colt to get to the top and control the race. Timmy, he had to push his colt out of there 100 miles an hour just to keep the hole closed. And halfway around the last turn, I think it was pretty much decided the race. I'm sorry, halfway around the first turn.
Yeah.
It was pretty much decided the race, you know, with Montrelli having to use his colt so hard. Then Timmy sitting there in the pocket. I noticed around the last turn, you know, Timmy had his hands full there. That colt was right up on the bit, and it looked like he was going to get to him, and he did. He went right by him.
You drove against both Wakizashi Hanover and Wiggle It Jiggle It. Were you surprised at the outcome?
No, not at all. Not at all. I knew that Timmy's been talking about that colt.
Wakizashi Hanover.
Quite a bit. Like, yeah, even last year. He was talking about him, saying he could develop into a good one. And then I flew up with Tim, and I asked him if he thought he could beat him. He said, yeah, I could beat him.
Really?
So,
yeah. Of the horses that did not win, whose effort impressed you the most?
Well, Wiggle and Jiggle It, that was a huge effort.
Yeah.
You know, he just got beat by, you know, if the trips were reversed, Wiggle and Jiggle It would have won the race.
Any other horses on the card that night that impressed you? Did you see anything from the other races that caught your eye?
Yeah, that mare that Dougie drove, Lady Shadow, she was very impressive. Several of those girls got stuck behind some bad flow, and they, you know, a couple of them had to come from, you know, right field with just too much ground to make up, but I know all those horses, so none of them. I know what they can do, so they didn't really impress me that much, just because I know them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Are you doing any scouting reports in your head when you're watching those horses on the track? When you know, for future reference.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. That was one of the reasons I went up there is because it's time to start paying attention. And, you know, see who's real good and see who's not. And you know, so when I do come back, I kind of have a great, you know, good idea what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we're waiting for you to come back, too, and we're looking forward to seeing Ron Pierce in the bike again. Great job, as always, Ron. Thank you for this.
Oh, you're welcome, Norm. It's a pleasure to talk to you.